Actually, I'm curious about this. I have a speaking of my bae, do you? So if your bae was like, we have to share our location with each
Never.
other, you won't do it.
No.
See, I do do it because it's like, at first I was bitterly opposed to it. Then
Dude, you want big sister looking, big sister looking,
big sister, big sister for sure.
You want big sister looking in?
Here's the trade-off, though.
Nah.
Again, it's a well. First of all, you know, keeps your boy honest because it's like there's literally it's like you can't.
You don't do anything like
I know
shady.
exactly, but I'm basically like a Uyghur right now, dude. The fucking there's a full I have full surveillance. I literally
yeah,
can't.
You're in a surveillance state.
It would be easily like because her whole thing is like I get so nervous. I need to know where people are at. Blah blah blah. I was like whatever. So I thought about it first. I was like absolutely.
That's
not.
A psyop, by the way. Go ahead.
You would think
that's a bay trick.
I guess yeah, but it,
it's
the
a
other
bay
thing.
Mind trick,
the other
dude.
Thing too.
You're
is,
a youngling.
Here's what it, no no. Here's what it's good
You've
for.
You've been tricked.
No, look. Here's what it's good for. When you want to fap, I've got caught fapping a lot of times, dude. It's guaranteed fap bliss, dude, because you just go, "Oh, I got plenty of time."
Damn,
can
think
I
about
blast?
If kids have that with their parents?
Oh, for
if
fapping,
you, like, dude.
Oh, it's guaranteed.
Think of the risk we ran every time we fapped as young men, being like, they just left for the grocery store.
People don't understand,
dude. If somebody forgets a wallet or a purse and comes right back
done.
In the house,
you're done. Your whole sexual history changes in a blink
yeah.
of an eye.
It's like you were just watching TV. Why are you in the computer room right when I left?
Yep. Well,
wanted to search something.
I mean, imagine getting caught like hands down by your parents. You didn't. You never got caught.
I never got caught. Undefeated.
No, did you ever get caught?
One time, yeah.
You got caught one. You got caught track one.
Yeah.
What happened?
One time.
Run it down.
No, like I just like didn't know anybody was home. I was just chilling in my room, you know, throwing it down.
And throwing it down, you're boom chocolate.
Yeah,
you were heating up.
Yeah, you were heating up.
So you got like you hit me wet. With the scene. You got caught like dick on hand. Were you lubed?
Like
you have? Did you have materials you were looking at? What was going on?
Well,
how old were you? Just you
know, I was curious. Probably like 15, 16.
Hot. The hottest age.
Yeah,
you were a cutie.
What was your body composition at the time?
Oh, I was fat. I was playing football. I was a big boy.
Okay, hot. Awesome.
The hottest way to get caught jerking off is
laying down,
fat.
Standing.
I did get caught once. A Jamaican caught me. A Jamaican man.
Not by your parents, though.
Bumbaclot saw me with my fucking, a rude boy walked in. I was ass naked, holding my dick asleep.
But you're asleep.
Yeah. Sorry. Forgot about that rude boy. Even though knocky walking, he cut me.
Oh, fuck. Hey, Goody, put that thing away. So you were standing upright or laying down?
No, laying down in the bed. Had the iPod.
You're getting the Rudy.
The iPod Touch. Had the porn on the iPod Touch. You know,
was this the family's iPod Touch or yours?
No, mine, of course. All right,
fair
of
enough. Course. It's kind of they asked for that.
And what's it called? Yeah, just didn't know anybody was there. My dad just was like, my dad was just like, open up the door. And then didn't knock or anything. Just fucking threw the
no blanket. Knock warrant.
Yeah. Yeah. Just fucking threw the blanket on top and I just looked at him and my dad was just like.
Oh.
Yeah.
He hit you with the eyes?
He was just like. And I was like.
Wait, hold on. What was he like?
He was just like. Like
horny?
No, just like.
Like he was horny also?
No.
Like, feels good, doesn't it?
He's like, yeah, that's pretty good, champ.
No, just like fucking like really, man. Like
he gave you like you seriously
jerking. Yeah, he's like you're just like jerking off. Like
so funny to be mad at someone for jerking off. Like you open the door, just like.
I mean, dude, oh, it's fuck. Like you really made me have to like. It is yeah. funny to come in and someone just throws the covers under themselves and retreat, just fucking. So you just went full fucking.
No, I just wait. Covered up my dick. I just like I was still like, I could see him like face was exposed.
So you weren't like doing the old circuit. You weren't fapping under the blanket. You were like out of the blanket like a romance.
Did he see? Did he see your penis?
I don't know. I don't think so.
So the door opened. You pulled up, and then what was your what look? Did you give your dad?
I was just like,
sorry.
You start like sucking your thumb.
Was that the end of it, or did you, like he?
Yeah, he just like walked, shut the door, left.
Well, it's good you weren't doing anything fucking weird.
Yeah,
like 15 or 16, you can do something weird while you're jerking off. Actually, back then, I've kept it.
Yeah,
pretty. I've never done anything
I'm actually,
weird.
I'm curious
I've never
now.
Done
what
anything
weird.
I know you.
What the
you
fuck
do
I
weird
do?
Things.
You see the,
you're into butt
you
play.
See the denial. You see
the
projection.
Butt play. You ever put anything in your butt?
No, never did. Not a big fan of it, dude. Not a big fan.
How would you know you're not a fan?
Because I tried once.
Thank you, Your Honor. I rest my case. That's how you cross-examine.
Why? Are you not into that?
No. I don't know. I've never even... Yeah. The closest I've come has been itching my ass. Then yeah. Occasionally you slide something in there. Wow, see what's going on there. Give a little one knuckle. I'm a bunger jack one knuckle guy.
I don't think I have the courage to like fully finger myself. I think I've like tried to cross the threshold and I was like, I'm not about this, bro.
You're not about it.
I don't have this. I don't have it in me.
That's the Cali in you.
Fully
finger I'm more of a Texas guy. Ain't nothing going up there. I'm more of a Texas guy.
So what do you do?
Nothing with the ass.
Just accuse your friends of playing with their ass and be like, I don't do that goddamn shit.
I've pointed fingers.
That's your holster, just
you fucking darn gay. You're the one who does gay stuff. It's a quick draw.
Back to back, 10 seconds. Okay.
You and me do have quick draws a lot. Just like you're the one who's gay. I got there quicker. So wait, when you fingered your own asshole, what was that like? While you were Jay now?
No, I was just in the shower. I was trying to see.
Oh, okay. All right. I forgive that. But you were going into it.
It was sexual.
Curious if it was good.
Sexual. It was definitely sexual curiosity. It was like, you know, I was like, am I into this? And I was just kind of like, that's fucking weird, man.
Sure.
Not even weird. Not like weird, like, oh, you shouldn't do that. It was like, functionally, I was like, I'm going to fuck something. I'm going to fuck my ass up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I was like, I'm not fucking my ass up for this. That's what kept me.
Not going to get torn.
Yeah, I don't want to. That was the main thing. I was like, I don't want to fuck my ass up.
Yeah.
So.
I got a feeling that somebody over there, those two weirdos. Just
played hard.
Any of you two ever,
No.
Yeah, right. You? Shit. Lamar?
Here's the rule of thumb. If you go without a significant other, and I'm not imagining your guys' situations. If you go without a significant other for 3 years, you automatically play with your ass at some point in those 3 years. It just happens. No man champs a dry spell for that. That's... You're in a long dry spell. You're touching your ass.
Maybe a 23-year dry spell. Pardon me. I've been in trouble for exposing your sexual history before, Lemaire. I've received complaints about that before, and I do apologize. Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Dorian that's called me jacking off.
Who did?
Dorian.
Dorian. Dorian Deeds.
Deeds called me jacking off.
Where were you guys?
What did he say?
We're in Wilmington, North Carolina, in a hotel. We were antiquing all day, so you know I was tuned up.
You were what?
We were antiquing all day. We were looking for antiques.
Man, I fucking hate you and Dorian as a duo doing gay shit all the time, dude.
So you guys were antiquing.
You were like, we're road comics. We're gonna scope the scene. We're gonna try to buy antiques.
Yeah, you guys are comedians in the car getting antiques.
Yeah.
And then
Dorian, we went back to the hotel. Dorian said he was going to go to the Target. I was like, I got 30 minutes. I can crank one out right now.
That's fair.
Yeah. But
That's his bed, honest.
Yeah. What happened? He didn't go to the Target?
He came back in like 10 minutes.
Forgot something?
No, he just went to the Target and came back.
True,
in 10
he only ever is after like snake pellets or whatever. I've been to Walmart with him. He had a pretty singular focus on the snake cream. So he caught you. He came in. What was his reaction?
He was like,
So he started coming.
Like I pulled my pants up real quick. I pulled the
elastic waist. Elastic waistband. Undoubtedly an elastic waistband.
These very swishy pants indeed. I pulled them up. It wasn't these, but I pulled them up and then, he was, like, talking about Dorian stuff, and I was trying to get him to keep talking about the stuff he was doing, because then he'll forget, but he noticed that was weird, and he looked at me, and he was like, oh, and he was like, I'll be back, and he just started.
So he gave him time to finish.
You guys didn't, like, joke about it or address it? I'm sorry, and then he left. Dude, you guys are weird. If I caught him jerking off, I would never, ever stop talking about it.
Hey, first of all, if I caught Shane jerking off, I'd have to take him down. I'd have to fully physically contain. At first, it'd be like, I have to know you're stopping. So I'd fully take you down.
I'd try to get it off.
I'm blocking.
I would try so hard.
That's
dude.
Wrist control. Yeah. I'm going to definitely have to put you in a Kimura.
That would
dude.
Probably help.
Put you in a Kimura.
If you were grabbing my wrist,
I'd be like, if I had you in a dude, I might put you in a Kimura. Start wrist locking you, dude. Fucking. Full fucking. I put my feet on the wall and just fucking give you a full push.
Dude, that's a great porn.
What?
Catching just a guy bros, jerking off, and then a bro off. Running in and trying to be like, stop, stop. And then be like. You promised you would stop. And I'm like, I'm trying.
I can't help it. Chat, submit.
Kissing the neck?
It has to exist. If not,
we should definitely consider that. If Patreon eventually runs out, we're going to have to get into the...
Dude, for real.
Sex business.
No, dude, honestly, if Patreon somehow takes a hard tank, we have to start just having sex on camera for OnlyFans. That's no other option.
It's either that or work. Yeah. What would you rather do, have gay sex constantly or work?
That's tough.
It's a question. It's not organically as old as time.
I mean, obviously there's nothing man-on-man love is the most beautiful thing in the universe, but this wouldn't be organic. Homosexual love.
Yeah, it'd be two guys reluctantly fucking.
We'd be forced into homosexuality by capitalism, dude. It's so fucked up. I hate capitalism
that forced
me
into being a sex worker. Anyway, Starbucks is hiring, but I fucking capitalism.
I'd be just another fucking dude with a master's and a fucking unusable degree doing sex work on cam, on the cam sites, dude.
On the cams.
Fuck.
Man.
Could happen. That wouldn't be too bad. We'd write some
what are you talking about?
Fire points. Well,
first off, number one's a hit.
That's what I'm
guy who can't go. Guy who needs help to stop masturbating from his friend. His friend wrestles him immediately, like on site, sprints in the room and wrestles him. Maybe an elbow drop to enter the bed. Dude. A frog splash dive.
Content would be good. One of us could be, I'd be dog boy for a little bit.
You would dog boy out?
Dog boy for sure. It's hot right now, dude. I'm just going to do whatever's trending on Netflix. I'm going to do I'll lip sync.
Lip sync Donald Trump?
I'm going to lip sync Donald Trump. I'll be dog boy.
Don't fire me up, dude.
You and I will be having sex.
Don't you dare fire me up.
We'll just be content creators.
That's a good show. Hey, listeners, if you like this, you're going to love Sarah Cooper's new smash hit on Netflix. That's
pretty good.
Now, that's what I call comedy.
Well, first of all, dude, that's a serious skill set. Lip syncing? Lip syncing, people talking, dude? Come on.
Yeah, it's weird to have taken a thing that was kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
Her lip syncing Donald Trump on TikTok, kind of funny.
Yeah,
and then just being like, "Let's make a whole industry out of this one shitty bit,"
mm-hmm.
and that's all. It's wild. Yeah. It's crazy.
It's just a lemon. They see a thing gaining some sort of critical mass, and then like these people, people in the industry just go to a human being and they just squeeze a bunch of money out of them. And then they're like, "All right,"
and they're like, "Yeah, next. we're gonna put you in way over your head, and a lot of people are probably gonna hate you, but."
Yeah.
We're gonna toss you on. We're gonna give you a special. We're gonna have you speak at the Democratic convention.
Yeah. I mean, there's no like long term plot. It's just kind of like.
But hers is here's the thing that's tough about her. So Sarah Cooper's the lady who does the Trump impressions on TikTok. They are funny.
Yeah.
But all you have to do is close your eyes, not watch her do the imitation, and it's still funny because it's just Donald Trump saying wild shit.
Yeah.
So it does hold up by itself.
Exactly. Yeah.
You don't even need her imitating it. You can look away. Yeah. And you'll get the same enjoyment.
Well, dude, to be fair, originally I didn't know that's who it was. So when I was watching a little bit of it and I saw them like lip syncing some like political speech, I was like, oh, they're stealing this lady's. Turned out it was
just her, yeah.
Sure, just lip syncing and stuff.
Yeah, how would you like to be mutilated, you motherfucker?